Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this show, it's our Q&A episode. So you ask the questions, I give you the answers. And you can do so by going to our website, morrisinvest.com, and leave us a 30-second voicemail question if you would be so kind. Right there on the lower right-hand part of your screen, you'll see a microphone icon. Click on that and then try to keep them to like 30 seconds, if you will. It could be anything real estate related, financial freedom related, anything around personal finance. Happy to help you in that regard. Okay, our first question today comes to us from Ernie. Take it away.
Yes, hi, Clayton. This is Ernie from Vancouver, and I'm 65 years old. Have a few $100,000 in assets that I could use to get into some rental properties. I've been thinking about this for a long time. I have some other assets. So although cash flow is not a primary concern for me, it would be nice to have some additional cash flow. And I'm wondering if for someone my age, your program would really still be appropriate, needing a little bit of cash flow each month and understanding that this would be appreciation over 10 or 20 or 30 years for my kids, probably more than anything that I would have the true benefit of. But is this program really set up where I had a few rentals through Morris Invest that I could expect some decent cash flow, or is this strictly an appreciation ploy for my heirs? Thank you. Appreciate all you do.
Hey, thanks, Ernie. Great question. And really thoughtful question, too. You kind of answered a part of it that I was going to right out of the gate. But I would say, yes, number one, yes, that's we work with people at Morris Invest. We're a full service rental real estate company. And so young, middle aged, older, it doesn't matter because it really depends on everyone's own situation. So when you book a call with us, we'll kind of go through that process and lay out that structure with the kids. That's the most important piece of this, right? Because to me, real estate investing is all about wealth preservation. Like cash flow is great, right? Don't get me wrong. The cash flow piece of real estate investing is fantastic. To me, in this inflationary environment, even without the inflationary environment, that's why real estate is so powerful, right? As a wealth preservation tool, there's nothing like it. I mean, from a tax and wealth preservation tool, there is nothing in the United States tax code that comes close to real estate. Hands down, nothing, nothing, nothing. Maybe raw land, you could argue, could come somewhat, but still not even close to owning a physical real estate on land in the United States. That's the bottom line. And so if it, you know, the cash flow would be great because you're going to buy new construction properties. If you work with us, there'll be new construction. There'll be cash flowing virtually right from the closing. So you'd be closing on the property with, you know, a mortgage or depending on what structure you do with cash. We talk about that with our team and then cash flow almost immediately. And, you know, just how you would structure that so that that would be handed down to your children. Again, tax-free. Again, that's the beauty of structuring real estate investing because, you know, be able to hand down this wealth preservation tool to your family as a hedge against inflation, as a cash flow tool that you're setting your family up. You know, I like think about these retirement accounts, right? You're at the end of your life, you're sitting there with this pile of cash and the U.S. dollar, of course, and the value of that dollar is going down. And of course, Congress is looking at all kinds of ways into tapping into that pile of cash at the end of a person's life, right? And you know that they're going for it. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Just read Andrew Henderson's great book, Nomad Capitalist, to understand like what the United States government does to try to get their hands on cash. And so real estate is a great way, a great mechanism, a great tool to not only provide that cash flow for you, but also to be able to manage and preserve that wealth long-term. Tom Wheelwright, our good friend from the Wealthability podcast, the founder of Wealthability, our good tax accountant, the most brilliant tax accountant I know, talks about real estate in that way. He almost doesn't talk about it as a cash flow vehicle, even though it is. He really looks at it as more of a wealth preservation mechanism than anything else. And he's really, over the past few years, got my mind thinking in that way. That when people ask me about real estate, the cash flow is great, but I really look at it as a way to protect the hard work that I've put in to creating that wealth, because it's going into these assets that is a hedge against inflation, has the tax benefits, but it has the continued cash flow. So all of those things are why I would say absolutely yes. Yes, yes, yes. And heck, the proof is in the pudding, because that's what I'm doing, right? That's what I'm doing for my family. And the investments that I have is to be able to structure and set up those exact issues, things for my children as wealth preservation. So I walk the walk around here. So thank you for that question, Ernie. Our next question is from Bill.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Bill. I own 5 rental properties, single family residential rental properties. I've bought all the homes using cash, so I've used no leverage. And at this point, in order for me to continue to grow my portfolio, I'll have to use leverage. I hold my properties under an LLC, a series LLC. And so I was wondering the best route to now go and finance a portion of my portfolio so that I could continue to grow it. Any help would be appreciated. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill. So a series LLC, interesting. I'd love to hear more about that and how that's going for you from a tax perspective. Of course, you have the normal LLC structure and the series LLC. And we've had all sorts of discussions back and forth here on the show with different experts over the years about series LLCs. So I honestly, hand to the heavens, not sure what a bank would say about a series LLC cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit. So I don't know that that is going to be a major issue, that you'd have it in a series LLC one way or the other. But I think you're coming up against the question, though, that you need to use other people's money. So now is the opportunity in this environment. In fact, I just wouldn't wait at all, Bill. And if this were me right now, as interest rates are going up, take advantage of this now, okay? Take advantage of this free money that these banks are basically giving you and run, don't walk, to get a home equity line of credit. And you can structure them any kind of way. I've talked about Flagstar Bank. I've talked about my friend Dan Krause down at Churchill Mortgage. And I don't care who you work with. You can go to LendingTree and shop around on this. You can do a whole bunch of different sources. You can look at a lot of your local banks in your neighborhood. The local banks, they can go out and take a look at these 5 assets, give you appraisals on those 5 assets, and then also then think about how they're going to put together a bundled sort of home equity line of credit for you. You could use a company like Direct Lending Partners, DLP, which is more of a private financing kind of a play, more of a hard money private financing kind of a play. They'll give you, you could look at getting a portfolio loan, or they'll even give you a line of credit that has nothing to do with your properties. They would extend to you a line of credit just based on who you are and what you're looking to do. And it might cost you some money to put down some money to get access to this larger line of credit. We've done that over the years. So what I would say is take a look at these different options. Shop around. Tell them you've got these 5 properties. You'd like to bundle it together if they can. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they won't. My point is, right now, I get a lot of these home equity line of credit questions lately. And if someone tells you no, there's another person ready to tell you yes. Okay. There's so many ways, I hate to use this phrase, but there's so many ways to skin a cat, okay? There's going to be a bank that will say yes to you. We'll take these 5 properties, give me a home equity line of credit as a package on this, and let's do it. Or they might have to break them apart separately, but I'm telling you, they're out there. You just need to shop around and then use that leverage. Again, you cannot eat equity, so you're sitting on that equity in these properties, okay? And then you need to take that and run with it and add that to a different, add additional assets to your portfolio. All right. Thank you for that question. Our next question here comes to us from Gloria.
Good morning. I bought my first investment property through traditional lending. And the plans was to do Airbnb with it because it's in a great location, downtown area, walking distance to major shows, events, restaurant, shopping, all the hot spots. I want this to be a cash flow property as a Airbnb to be handled by a property management company. I want it to be hands-free so that I can start up a business and acquire more properties in the future with OPM. This cash flow would replace my income so that I can retire in the near future. My question is, what type of insurance do I need for this Airbnb property? And is there any additional information or advice that I need to be aware of? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gloria. You know, I am not an Airbnb expert. I've done it a few times with a few properties of ours and realized pretty quickly that it's a whole other world than what I do. You know, I'm a long-term rental guy. Now, there's nothing wrong with either of these strategies. You know, I've just found, and you're asking the right question, because I absolutely do not want to have this become like a something where I'm actively involved in any of my properties. And if you're an Airbnb owner, absolutely is the case that you could slip down that slope very quickly into becoming very, very hands-on with it. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are people on YouTube and other places that are very hands-on with their Airbnb rentals, and that's what they want to do. They want to spend their time doing that. I absolutely do not. There are other things I want to do in my life, and it sounds like you are the same way. You want this to be passive income. Let me just explain, though. There is no such thing as passive income, right? You're always going to have to be involved in some regard, right? Nurturing your portfolio and making sure that your property management team is on top of things, right? Elon Musk doesn't just run Tesla and SpaceX as passive income. Like, he's there actively every day. If you're running a business, you got to run the business, right? So the income, yes, will be coming in passively mostly, but you still have to be pretty active. I mean, make no mistake about it. You still have to be active. You still have to be looking at your portfolio, filing your taxes, looking every month to make sure that you don't have mistakes or problems or holes in your portfolio and issues with tenant damage and things like that. These are things you're going to have to take care of. So yes, Pat, yes, the cash flow, you know, you're not working for it every day, but at the end of the day, it still requires some action from you. Now, the question is, how can you minimize the amount of time that you're spending on that business, right? And how can you run a smarter business? What's the old saying, of course, working on the business instead of in the business. So now there are ways to go about this. And I'd recommend Airbnb Automated is a YouTube channel. And he walks you through that process over there. I would check him out. I think his name is Sean. And go through that process and sort of like how to become a Airbnb host and to set your property up for success. There are people that will charge all kinds of money for different courses and stuff like that. You don't have to do that. Like, it's all free. All that information is out there if that's the road you want to go, to have a property that's in a vacation spot like that and where it's being turned over regularly. As I mentioned before here on the show, to do it correctly, there are little touches, little things that will set you apart as a super host, you know, as opposed to just a regular host. So becoming like a super host allows you all sorts of additional things, right? By doing little touches and things. So like I mentioned before, setting up having a bottle of wine with cookies or fresh baked goods or something every time a new tenant checks in. And all of those little touches can be facilitated and automated if you have the right team in place. So you don't have to be buying the fresh baked goods. You don't have to be placing the bottle of wine, all of those things, right? You can have that totally automated and have that be part of the process. I think the thing where people will say, hey, Airbnb didn't work for me, it's because they were trying to do all of these little things. They were overpaying for things. You know, instead of buying IKEA plates, they're buying more expensive plates that get broken, because that's what's going to happen. These plates will get broken, right? Especially if you have this kind of tenant turnover. So there are a lot of things to think about, but you want to do it correctly where you are, as much as possible, automating this process. And really treating it as a business. So I would check out his podcast. And there are plenty of books on this process as well, on how to do it correctly on Airbnb. I am not an Airbnb person. Okay. I am a long-term rental person. That's been where I've had great success. And so I just don't chase shiny object stuff. I've done it on a few properties, realized that we were not cut out to do it. And was very self-aware about that and stick to my guns. This is why I don't do 100-unit apartment complexes. I do single families and duplexes, and I do them for long-term rentals, and I don't really have to put much time, attention, and effort into them at all. So that's my advice. I wish I had more advice for you on the Airbnb front, but again, I'll link it up below here to check out. I think his name is Sean. He and I have communicated over the years. He's a good guy. So I would check out his information if you're interested in that. I believe in what he does, and I think he's a stand-up guy. So you shouldn't have to pay for any of this stuff. Like, he teaches all of it for free. So I would check that out. Again, if you would like to take action and become a real estate investor, we have tons of great, all free resources over on our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com. And if you want to leave us a 30-second voicemail question here, please do by clicking on the little microphone icon there on the screen. We don't screen these ahead of time. I just love to listen to them live for the first time to give you my gut feedback as I'm thinking about it, where the current market conditions are right now. But please leave us a 30-second voicemail question. Again, morrisinvest.com, and we will answer them here on our live Q&A show. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, whether it's through long-term rentals or doing Airbnb rentals. Doesn't matter. Just pick one. Go with it. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.